Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
Hello, my name is Kitty. This is a Stay Healthy podcast from Vectis Radio. Today, I'll be talking about improving your mood if you're having a bad day. A lot of people I've spoken to recently have related to me about their mood being rather changeable on a day-to-day basis. It's not surprising that many people are finding difficulty with their mood. It's true to say that life is very different than it was before, and recent events across the globe will need to be assimilated by each and every one of us as we go about our daily life. Some of us will remain positive and upbeat most of the time, try to look on the brighter side of life and manage quietly day to day with small blips in mood. Others of us will find some days rather a struggle, feeling depleted of energy and having a bad day more often. Bad days may happen to you, days when you feel miserable and not quite your usual self. At times like this, it's so important not to feel bad about it. Feeling miserable is nothing to be ashamed of. It's a perfectly natural feeling to have. So what do you do when you have a day like this? Some people will accept it and have a duvet day or watch the telly day. Each of us knows what makes us individually feel better in ourselves. It's such an individual, personal thing, isn't it? You might feel that you don't know what to do. However, there are other things you can do to help improve your day. There are many theories about how to help yourself when you're feeling down in the dumps. Here are a few things that may help you. How about going outside into the natural world, absorbing the sounds, the sights, the smells around you? Even when the human world is fraught, fast and frantic, nature never fails to improve your mood, and it does make you feel lighter somehow. Nature is a healer. Talking to a friend can help you. A chat with a friend might enable you to get back on track. If you don't have a friend to chat to at the time, there are other people who can chat with you. The Samaritans on 116 123 are very good listeners and the call is free. If you're not up to talking and you feel like texting, or if texting is more of your thing, you can text SHOUT on 85258 and they'll text you right back. The next thing you could try is breathing and relaxation. Breathing deeply and consciously can help. If you focus on inhaling joy and exhaling negativity for a few minutes, and concentrate on feeling better. This will help improve your well-being. You may prefer a bit of relaxation in other ways, such as yoga or Tai Chi instead. Whatever works for you, just do it. Or you could listen to some music that raises your spirits and moves your soul. Why not create a playlist of music ready for such times? A great idea. To be prepared for such an eventuality. Another thing you could do is to write yourself a few notes about what it is you're grateful for. Look for not only the big things, but the little things, the sometimes inconsequential things. Remember, little things mean a lot. Many years ago, an elderly lady said that phrase to me, and I say it to myself every day. When you get out of bed every morning, put your mindset into as positive a way as you can. Switch your mind to what makes you feel good, as this will help shape your day. And at the end of every day, reflect on what your day has been like. Acknowledge the negative things, but don't dwell on them. Focus on the positive aspects instead. Thank you for listening to this Stay Healthy podcast. Listen out for the next one. Hugs from me, Kitty.
Your local station, Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.